transcribed from Hollywood,
Mutual presents Arch Obler's Plays. The Mutual Broadcasting System has the pleasure of presenting the 17th broadcast of a special 26-week series of plays by radio playwright Arch Obler. In this series, we hope to bring you dramas full of the excitement and the meaning of plays, told in relation to the expanding world in which we live. Tonight's play will be introduced by Arch Obler.
This play is dedicated to our great Army Air Forces on their 38th birthday. It's not a play about heroes or bombs falling or aviation pioneers or generals. Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, gentlemen of the Army Air Forces, may I bring you Parade, played by members of the armed forces and with the leading role taken by a man who was notified of his winning of the Academy Award in the year 1941 while he was already a member of the Army Air Forces, Mr. Van Heflin.
There's plenty of time.
Oh, no. No, please, hurry, Mama.
Yes, darling.
Hey, remember me, Mama? No?
Yes.
Oh, I'm at the corner. There are many people in front. Will you lift me up, Mama, so I can see?
Yes.
Oh, my, a lot of people.
It's all right, dear. We'll see.
Oh, please, Mama, please.
Oh, pardon. Pardon me.
Pardon me. Could we get through?
This
little girl, my daughter, is catching. Could you please?
Please, I've got to see the parade.
Sure, sure, lady. I'll fix it. One side here now. Let the little girl through. Come on, come on. They won't take much room. Come on. There you are. Right up in front.
Thank you.
Thank you, officer.
Oh, don't mention it.
Oh, Mom, the three gentlemen. But they won't come.
They will. Just stand there and watch, Ellen. Just wait.
Yes, Mommy. Oh, Mommy, why don't they hurry?
Please, don't be so excited, darling.
Yeah, I can't help it, Mama.
She seems very eager. I beg your pardon?
Your little girl. She seems very eager for the parade to begin.
Yes. She's been waiting for it a long time.
I suppose it'll seem very strange to the boys.
Strange? I'm afraid I don't know what...
Oh, I mean to say, for Air Force's men to be marching, that'll be quite strange.
It's their day.
Yeah. My son's going to be marching.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. He flew for Chenault and Burma in the early days of the war.
That is wonderful.
Yes. He's done so much.
They all have.
Is your husband in the Air Force?
Mama, look! Look in the sky! Oh, Mama. Mommy, the whole crowd.
Yes.
But you said they'd be marching.
First the bombers, dear. They led the way. I don't know.
Hey, Mama, the lady sees us there.
No.
Then where?
Look, Ellen, up the tree.
Chief, look, Mama, Chief.
No, no, dear, don't jump about. Just stand and watch.
Is he, Mama? Is he, Mama?
No. No, those are the boys who can't march.
Oh. Look, Mama. Flags. Look at all the flags.
We interrupt the program in progress to bring you a special communique. It has just been announced officially from Guam that Japan has been hit with the second atomic bomb dropped on the city of Nagoya. We return you now to the program in progress.
Mama, listen.
No, no, Ellen, please.
But, Mama?
No, not yet.
But I've got to ask.
Those aren't the ones here, not those. They're just playing the drums.
No. Mommy, can I ask them, can I?
Listen. Listen. Yes.
They're so happy. Like she was. I'll ask them.
No, Ellen, no.
Ellen, so what I'll do. It's all right, Mama. I'll find him. When I find him, I'll come back. You won't care. I'll come back, Mama.
Hey, look, midget. This ain't no place for infants.
Please, mister. Have you seen me, have you?
Look, little girl. I haven't seen anybody. I don't know anybody. All I'm doing is whistling and marching. I was nice and comfortable where I was, and I got a pull of cylinders out of a coffee grinder, and the CO says you're marching. So, I'm marching.
Oh, mister, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, stop pulling at me, will you? Go home, little girl. Go home.
What's better, Flatbush?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm marching along, and this midget starts pulling at me.
Where's the little girl? What do you want?
Have you seen me, please?
Seen who? Who are you looking for?
My father.
Father?
Yes, sir. He's a pilot. My mother told
well,
me.
Well, look, small fry. All these guys ain't pilots. We're the service boys. The guys on the ground who keep you flying.
No, no, you're first. You're marching first. You're
look,
marching.
Small fry, you better get back on the sidewalk. You can't keep up with us.
Who is she, Dodge? Your girlfriend?
I think I'm kind of young, don't you,
Dodge? All right, lay off, you guys. Lay off. She wants to know why we're first. Huh, this way, small fry. On account of this parade being in honor of the Air Force, the hot shots are finally getting smart and letting us fellas do all the real work march first. That's all there is to it. We're just guys with the tools, see? So if your pop is a pilot for today at least, he'll be behind us, see? Behind us. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Say it again, boys. Make it loud if not good. Off we go into the wild world yonder.
Hi, beautiful. Marching with us?
Please, mister. Have you seen me?
Seen who? Don't tell me you haven't been waiting just for me.
No, it's my father. I'm looking for my father.
Oh, your father, huh? He's supposed to be with us.
Yes. Please, have you seen me?
Oh, what's his name?
David, only mother and I, we can call him Davy, just Davy.
Uh-huh. But is he with the 12th? These characters, you're all with the 12th.
What's the matter, Fish? You want your autograph?
They tell her how you treat Rommel. That always gets her.
Show her your medal, Fish. Tell her what Montgomery said to you when you captured Ben Gunn. He's going to take them.
Hey, that shiny young whale, isn't it, Fish?
He's looking for a pop. He's supposed to be with it.
Oh, no. I wasn't even there.
Hey, listen, girlie, it isn't me. I've been in North Africa and Italy for the past few years. It is impossible.
Cut it out, you jerks. You're confusing it. Now, listen, beautiful. Was your papa with the 12th? Don't you understand? Look, did he have anything like this on his shoulder? Was he based in North Africa or Italy?
Oh, no, he wasn't.
You'd better try the 8th behind us, then. They got around much more than we did. So long, beautiful.
Come on. Something you wanted?
Oh, yes. I'm so glad to meet you.
Look, you can't possibly keep up with our long legs. Do you want to ride on my shoulder?
Oh, no, no. Don't lift me up.
All right, all right.
I'll walk. I can walk.
Really, there's no need to be frightened.
Oh, no, no. I'm not frightened.
Good. You know, I've got a young one like you back home.
Have you? Well,
well he's a boy, but he's just about your age.
That's nice. Please, my father...
Blue eyes? You've got blue eyes,
too.
My son has blue eyes.
Mister, please, my father...
You're going to leave next week. I'm going to see him again.
Mister, my father...
He'd be all excited about the lady. He'd be marching with me, too. I haven't seen him in so long. Here, you'd better let me carry him.
No. I've got to find my father. I've got to find my father.
Girl, come back. Don't run away. Don't run away.
Told me I'd wind up in the infantry.
Oh, boy. Hey, this going to be a dry run?
Huh?
I mean, are they going to make it through this office?
Listen, we know.
Don't you like them pretty girls when you make it?
I love
them. Yeah.
Hey, there's someone coming your way.
Huh?
At 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just go outside.
Well, who in the... Are you talking to me, honey?
Yes, sir. I saw you, your flyer.
That's your cue, Texas. Tell her about the cold illusion.
Yeah, that's her. She's got a friend.
All right, fellas. Eyes front and no talking.
Well, how do you like that? The sergeant's pouring rank on us.
Yeah. All right, honey. What's on your mind?
Well,
you see? You'll drop your head off your shoulders turning it around that way. Who in the panhandle are you looking for?
My father.
Father?
Yes, sir.
Well, is he supposed to be with us, too?
Well, my mother said I would find him today. She said it.
Is that a fact? Well, how would you like me to carry him? We're marching a little bit fast, you know.
No, sir. I'll walk, please.
Okay. Tell me about your father, honey.
Well, he's not as big as you.
Well, there's lots like that.
And he's got awful blue eyes.
Well, there's lots of us with blue eyes.
And he's very big and he's very beautiful.
Well, now, I tell you what I'll do. I'll lift you up so you can see all the boys with yourself. There. You see your pappy there?
No. No, I don't.
Sure, honey, your pappy's got more sense than to be in this outfit. You see, we're the boys who fought the battle of the illusions. Froze up everything, including our brain.
Please. Put me on.
Oh, sure. Just wanted to show you. There. There you are. You better find the Colonel and ask him. Colonels know everything.
Sorry, Curly. We're the 7th of the 19th bombardment group. We're the boys that the Japs took on a little march down in the Philippines. Your daddy couldn't have been with us.
Sorry, girlie. Nobody by the name of Davy was in the 480 in his anti-subgroup. Listen, girlie, why don't you try down the line? There's lots more down the line. Lots more.
I know every man Jack in the 13th, baby, and your daddy wasn't one of them.
Try down the line.
Made a mistake, baby. There isn't a man by the name of Davy marching with his 49 fighter group. Maybe he's still back with the boys who left from New Guinea, from the Philippines.
Where are you headed for?
I don't know.
Well, that's a detailed answer. Hey, you look pretty tired.
No.
All right, no. You like marching?
No.
Oh, well, then you are lost.
No.
Perhaps I don't understand English as well as I thought I did. I have been away for quite some time, but you seem to be saying nothing but no. Well, it's a great day, isn't it? Did you see those bombers before? Well, do you know who was in them? Flyers from the hospital. Yeah, they let them fly over first. Yeah, great day. Happy birthday. I'm alive. Well, come to think of it, where did you come from? I never thought when I agreed to lead my group down the main street that you'd happen to me. you're the quiet type, huh? Uh-oh. Look up. Look up there in the sky. Now, isn't that a great sight, though? That's the Air Transport Command. Yeah, they're the boys who deserve the cheer. They carried the war on their backs, and they're still carrying it to the Pacific. Well, now listen to me, would you? I kind of sound like their public relations officer. How long have you been marching with it?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, how about a pickup? You hear me? How about a ride?
No.
Well, I was just asking. Short little legs of yours, I don't see how you do it. Now tell me, why are you running alongside of me?
But I want to know.
You want to know what?
Well, are you going?
Yes, but what for?
Well, then you know.
Well, of course. Colonels know everything.
That's what you said.
What?
Then you know. You know?
Of course. Didn't I just say so? Colonels know everything. Now, Frank, since you're so interested in this parade, I can tell you every group that's in it from the nose gunners down to the tail and Charlie. Well, I should be able to. I laid out the order of march. Now, first, there's a composite group of the boys of the ground to keep them flying. Well, maybe they're not all proud with that. Those hard guys. Yeah, look at them. And then the boys of the 12th who helped make a rummy out of Rommel. Then the 8th, the boys of the 8th who sweated out on those first bombing runs of the Germans. Then the 91st. 303rd and 305th and 306th bomb group. They were the first to fly into that hell and flak of the Falk Wolf who were covering a still victorious Germany in those days.
And then the boys of the ninth were in there on D-Day, and they flew and flew, and they bombed and strafed hour after hour to pave the way and save the lives of those poor guys who were slugging it out on the ground. And then the 389th and the 45th and the 93rd and the bomb groups of the 9th who went through that hell of Pulaski. Good God, those people still remember that bomb run over Pulaski. Those wonderful kids flying beyond the limit of human endurance that bombed those oil wells to keep the gasoline and oil out of the hands of those devil Nazis. And the 49th fighter group and the 5th over Okinawa and the 11th and the Solomons and the 13th fighting back the Japs. Good God, they've been up there in that sky so long. If I could only bring them down to the ground and march them up and down like this, the dead ones too, in front of the people, so that they'd see that all the wonderful victories were won by flesh and blood. Just kids who... Oh, look, young me. You're going to have to forgive me. I'm kind of flat happy. I was up for a week running out this line of march, and I'm afraid I've got it on my brain. Every one of those. There's a man marching up and down my memory. Yeah, sure. I know all the answers. But here's the most important one. Just as soon as this march is over, I'm heading home. Yeah, and nothing will ever get me out of Cincinnati again because I helped win this ball game. And as far as I'm concerned, we're marching under the goalpost right now. And for me, the game is all over. So look, little one, if you're tired, how would you like to ride on the shoulders of the prize colonel of the winning team, huh? What's the matter? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. You haven't the slightest idea of what I was talking about.
I haven't told you.
I haven't told you what?
My father. Where's my father?
Father?
Well, if you would know, where is he?
Oh, well, now, look, I'm afraid I...
But you must know. Because if you will, you can sell it.
But I don't... You
said it, too. You did. You said you knew everybody. Everybody here. Then where's my father?
Well, now, wait just a second. Now, ease off here, will you? Tell me, is your father a flyer?
Yes, I'm telling you. Really, I'm telling you. David, his name is David. And he's very big and beautiful. And he has blue eyes. He tells very funny stories. And God's letters are beautiful words, though. I mean, he hasn't written any letters for a long, long time.
Oh, I see.
He's got to be with you. He just got to. His last letter, my mother read it to me. He said, even if he had to go west, he'd be with you.
I'm sorry. I don't...
Oh, don't you understand? I'm trying to tell you. He said... I was with that girl, and no matter what, and you'll find me when Freeman was full of march and victory. My mother says you're Freeman, and you have wings, but my father has them, and you're marching, so, oh, please, where's my father?
All right. All right, Emma.
My father, please.
All right, now, come on. Come on, up with you.
Where is he?
Now, don't cry. He's here.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, I've been looking everywhere.
All around you.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, look, ahead and behind. Hear them marching?
Yes.
That's what your father said. Three men with wings marching. And he's with them, believe me. And you'll find him.
What?
Yes. Well, maybe not right away. It may take a little while. Now, will you be patient and wait that little while?
Why must I wait, Mr. Colonel?
Well, because you've got to give us a chance to finish the job that your father started. And what I said before about quitting as soon as this march was over, I didn't mean that quite. I guess my feet have been on the ground too long. So much to do yet. So very much. Yeah. Come on now. Lean back and rest. Hmm.
We'll take care of you.
Just heard Van Heflin in Arch Obler's play, Parade, dedicated to the 38th birthday of the Army Air Forces. Parade was based upon Mr. Obler's pre-VE Day radio drama titled V-Day. Included in the cast with Mr. Van Heflin were Don Bender, Olive Deering, Jane Morgan, and members of the Armed Forces. The music was composed and conducted by Jack Meekin. Sound, Art Fulton and Bill James. Engineer, Misha Peltz. Next week, we will bring you Mr. Obler's play, History of a Mug. The leading player, one of radio's finest character actresses, Miss B. Benaderet. The program notes state that this is the case history of a very evil character brought to you without kindness or censorship. This will be the 18th in a special series of plays written, directed, and produced by Arch Obler. Mr. Van Heflin appeared on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical, Anchors Away. To conclude tonight's presentation of Parade, Jack Meekin conducts the orchestra in a special number dedicated to the flyers of all nations. Plays came to you from Hollywood, transcribed from its earlier Mutual broadcast. This is Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.